Sweetie, it's time to wake up. Come on now. I know it's early, but just because it's your birthday doesn't mean I'm going to let you stay in bed all morning. That's right, little birthday boy. My very special birthday boy. Open those eyes for me. You can stay in bed for a few more minutes, but I want you awake so we can talk. Why do we need to talk? Well, first, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And second, I want to know what you want for your birthday present. When you were younger, I could always just buy you toys and video games. But you're more mature now. It's getting hard to shop for you. Is there something that you really want for your birthday, sweetie? Nothing? Well, how about some new clothes? I know you need new socks and underwear. I'm still doing your laundry, and I see you've started to wear holes in most of your boxer shorts. I'll bet the ones you're wearing right now need to be replaced. Pull down the blanket and let me take a look. Oh, stop. I'm just going to take a peek. I've seen you in your underwear, but. Oh. You're not wearing any underwear, are you? So you've been laying here naked while I've been sitting on your bed? I just never expected that my little boy would be sleeping in the nude. If I'd known, I never would have sat down next to you. You're a little too old to be naked in bed with your mom. This is probably really uncomfortable for you, isn't it? I'll leave. And we can talk about your birthday after you get dressed. But before I go, would it be okay if I can't believe I'm about to ask you this, but can I pull down your blanket again? It's been such a long time since I've seen you completely naked. I guess I'm just curious to see how well my little boy has grown up. Yes, baby. I know it's awkward for me to ask to see your penis, but will you just do this for me? Just this one time. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. I've seen you naked before, and I'd really like to see all of you again. Will you please do mommy this one little favor on your birthday? Oh, you're such a good boy for mommy. I promise it will be just a quick peek, and then you can get out of bed and get dressed, okay? Now let go of the blankets so I can pull them away and see what my sweet birthday boy has got between his legs. Oh. I did not expect this. Son, you've got a very small penis. I mean, it was small when you were little, but I was sure it would grow bigger when you went through puberty. I'm really at a loss for words. It's just strange. The rest of your body has developed properly. Your legs and your thighs, they've gotten much bigger and thick. And yes, just as I thought. Your thighs are pretty muscular, too. And your little penis looks even smaller lying between such big legs. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to make you feel bad about your penis size. I'm a little concerned, is all. Your penis does work the way it should, doesn't it? You get erections when you think about pretty girls and sex, right? Well, I suppose that's a good sign. When you masturbate, are you able to ejaculate, and produce semen? You've never masturbated before? Really? It's probably not a good sign that a guy your age has never pleasured himself before. This is all very concerning, sweetie. I'm worried that your sexual functions haven't fully developed. And I think I should schedule an appointment with the doctor to make sure there isn't something really wrong with you. You know, something wrong with you other than having a tiny penis. But before I do that, maybe you should try masturbating to see if you can ejaculate. You do know how to masturbate, don't you? Oh, son, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. But if you don't know how to do it, I'll just have to show you. Basically, you just want to wrap your hands around your penis, just like I'm doing right now. And then you want to start moving your hand up and down like this. You want to go gently at first. You see how mommy's hand is moving up and down your penis? That's how you need to stroke it when you're still soft. When it gets hard, you can be a little more vigorous. But right now, just relax and let me stroke your little penis nice and gently. How does this feel, sweetie? Do you like how my hands feel on your little penis? I can tell that you'd like it. Your penis is getting hard in my hand. You're such a good boy. I'm going to stroke you a little faster now, but I'm still going to be very gentle. Don't worry, sweetie. This won't hurt at all. I think you're going to like how it feels. Look, baby. Do you see that little drop of liquid coming out of the tip of your penis? That's called pre-cum. Do you know what this means? It means your penis probably does work the way it's supposed to. Oh, this is such a relief. I was getting worried there for a moment. I can probably stop stroking your penis now that I know there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe I should keep going to make sure you can fully ejaculate. You don't mind, do you, son? This isn't too weird for you, having your mom basically give you a hand job? Good, because I don't want to stop. Not yet. I really want to make sure you can come. You're my son, and I love you very much. It's my duty as your mom to ensure that you are healthy. And that means ensuring that you have a full sexual function to your penis. So, I'm just going to keep it up until you ejaculate for me. Does it feel like anything's happening down there? Nothing, huh? Something should be happening by now. Maybe I can try something else. Something other than my hand. I want you to relax as much as you can, baby. Mommy has an idea. I want to do something that a mother normally shouldn't do to her son. But this is a special situation, and I'm going to do it. Watch me, baby, and try to relax. I want you to ejaculate for me. And I think this is going to help. You don't need to be scared. All I'm going to do is suck your little penis into my mouth. Mommy will be very gentle. So hard for your mommy. My mouth feels so much better than my hand, doesn't it? It's so wet. And so warm. Do you feel like you might ejaculate soon? Remember to try to relax, my sweet boy. Mommy is going to keep sucking your little penis until you come. That's right, my good boy. I can feel you getting close. Right. Come on now. Come for mommy. You can ejaculate into my mouth. Mommy wants to taste your cum, my sweet little boy. It worked. You ejaculated semen into my mouth. I'm so proud of you, baby. I think you're going to be just fine. Yes, you have a little penis. But there are worse things in the world. Oops, I missed some of your semen. Let me clean that up for you. Now it really is time for you to get out of bed and get dressed. You have a big day ahead of you. Have you thought about what you might want mommy to get you for a birthday present? You want me to make you ejaculate again? Why am I not surprised? You are such a horny little boy. I should have known that if I sucked you off, you'd want me to do it again. Well, I'll tell you what. After your birthday party tonight, and after your big sister goes to bed, you can come down the hall to my bedroom and we can have a little slumber party. Just you and me. And oh, you won't need to wear any pajamas or underwear. Mommy likes to sleep naked too.